I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. 2 years ago, Hurricane Katrina changed the lives of millions of Americans, and the trauma continues, but in quiet, often untold ways, especially among the children of the Gulf Coast. That's why CNN's Soledad O'Brien and filmmaker Spike Lee conducted a simple experiment. They handed out cameras to a group of young New Orleanians aged 12 to 20 and asked them to document their lives. For more, we've got Soledad O'Brien in New Orleans. Hey, Soledad.
Hi, Farai.
So it's great to talk to you. And who came up with the idea for this project? What role did you play?
I came up with the idea. We were actually wrapping up our coverage of the first anniversary, and it kind of came to me as a brainstorm. We were trying to figure out how do you, for a second-year anniversary, tell the story in a meaningful and compelling way without standing in front of what could most likely be the same old buildings that were collapsed or fields where houses used to stand. You know, what can we do to illustrate what progress has been made and what progress hasn't been made. And literally one night I just thought of it. I said to my husband, this is it. We give cameras to kids who can really document every minute of their lives if they want to. Part of the struggle became getting some money for the cameras, but we were able to tap into a foundation that gave us a grant, and we were able to hand out cameras to 11 kids who we picked. And really they turned out to be absolutely amazing reporters for us.
I've watched some of your reports on the AC360 show, and of course the doc premieres in full tonight. Now, how did you pick the kids? They are really smart. Often their stories are just wrenching.
You know what's interesting? We had no idea when we picked them. We picked kids who we thought would stick with the project. You know, you got to take a camera and haul it around and remember to shoot things. That requires a young person who's, you know, pretty consistent, pretty reliable. We pick kids who we knew to be reliable. Their teachers would give us feedback on you know, were they good, reliable kids. We pick kids who were good talkers, who had personality, kids who were interested, engaged, had a lot to say about their community and their interest in seeing what was going to happen to New Orleans. We had no idea, for example, that Amanda was this young woman who had a really sad past and whose mother had died when she was just 11 years old, and that they were so destitute, frankly, that there was no money to give her even a headstone for her grave. We had no idea that Amanda was, in a way, the head of the household, even though she's living with her grandmother, who's 67. That Amanda's the one applying for the road home money, and that Amanda, because of their financial straits, literally wasn't sure she'd be able to go to college, and she is a bright girl. We had no idea that Shantia, who was incredibly quiet the first time we met her and Spike and I were talking to the group, that she would be such an amazing storyteller and that she would be the one who really wanted to get out of New Orleans and had this just palpable frustration with living in one of those tiny cramped trailers with members of her family, and she was just done with it. And yet the family's house was destroyed, and her single mother said, you know, I don't have the finances to send you and your brother to school. It just cannot be done.
Well, and Soledad, let me just jump in. I've got a little bit of Amanda Hill filming her grandmother opening a letter.
I'm opening a letter from FEMA.
What's it saying?
It's saying that we have to try to move out of this trailer. They're trying to get us out of here to be put in that house, and the house is not even livable. It's not even ready to live in.
Well, welcome to a day in my life. We get letters like this every so many months saying that we need to get out, but we don't even have a place to live. They take the trailer from us. This is just a couple things we have to deal with, just to name a few.
And in her story, her grandmother also said, basically, I feel sometimes like I should commit suicide. I mean, what does it feel like to you to deal with young people who are dealing with that magnitude of despair?
Farai, I got to tell you, when we got that tape, we were very worried, very worried. My producer, Michelle Roja, came in and said, I got to show you this. And it was Amanda basically sobbing on camera, sobbing because of her situation. And then it was Amanda talking about suicide, and we were very worried, and we called her, and it, you know, became clear to us pretty quickly that what she was talking about suicide-wise was if she could understand how worried she was about her grandmother maybe not living. But it scared us. It scared us. I mean, and that was the thing about these kids, their age. They were really able to tackle very weighty and very tough subjects with a really a very good sense of honesty. You know, no one's spinning it for the camera. No one's acting. No one is, you know, faking it, trying to sell it. They're just brutally, painfully honest about the lows and the highs. And I think that's what makes the documentary, a valuable record of what has happened here over the last year.
And you're working with Spike Lee of, of the when the levees broke. And let's hear a little bit about what Spike had to say.
We're expecting to get some great footage. So you're doing this for the world. Remember, it's not just for yourself, because the world is going to see this stuff. So you got to come correct. You want to go out half-half Rudy Poot, right?
Do you feel like you...
Half-half Rudy Poot.
I know, you got to love that. That's some vivid language. But did you ever feel like you were putting too much on these young people, that you were asking them to give more than they had to give?
No, we were always amazed by what we were getting. We actually gave them very basic assignments. One of the reasons that I had sort of begged and groveled and pleaded with Spike, who is a friend, and I took advantage of our friendship by asking him to come and really help us on this project and help the kids, was because I wanted him to spell out for them what it means and what's at stake when you're a filmmaker, when you're trying to tell the story, a true story. But no, you know what? This is what they gave us. We gave very general assignments. Give us a day in your life. Tell us about your family. That was it. Just so we would really get them to go out and consistently shoot. But they were the ones who turned in this amazing footage. And it was really a testament to how strong they are. I mean, really, they are, when you have kids, you understand how much kids know and understand. And these are not little children. These are older kids who are dealing with some weighty issues every day. I think in some ways they were very happy to be able to talk about it and interview people about it. It's certainly, as a journalist, when there's an issue that I'm dealing with, to be able to run out and do a story on it sometimes helps a lot.
Well, Soledad, thanks for sharing your story and their stories.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Soledad O'Brien is an anchor and special correspondent for CNN. She spoke with us from New Orleans, and Children of the Storm premieres in its entirety tonight on CNN.